Cory Booker had everything he needed to win, money, advertising, and celebrity endorsements. But what does a candidate do when he has none of those? He yells at people, out of speakers, from the top of a truck. NPR's Robert Smith was also in Newark, New Jersey on Election Day, what some consider to be the loudest day of the year.
In Newark, only the hard of hearing could possibly forget to vote. It's a political tradition here. Plaster the car with posters, strap on your home stereo, and hit the neighborhoods. Some trucks like this one have a recording. Others have live talent.
Come out and vote. Exercise your right.
I actually ran after this black Ford Econoline van cruising the South Ward of Newark.
Excuse me for a second. Can I ride along with you?
I am James Nance. I'm a retired police officer here in the city of Newark.
And he's been driving sound trucks for decades. He's almost 80 years old, and you can't buy his services. He has to love a candidate before he'll jerry-rig his sound system.
So I adapted my own type of apparatus to hold the speakers.
Yeah, it looks like you have bungee cords, and I got string wrapped around me here, sitting in the front seat.
Yes. And those are the wires there for going up to the speaker. And as you see, I had to have this contraption so I could speak while my hands are on the wheel.
All righty, it's that time, but we're going to show our power.
The thing about a sound truck is that it's not broadcasting per se. It's more amplified conversation. Nance will pick out specific people.
Hey, bro, you know Roz? You know Roz, don't you?
He'll tail people riding bikes. He'll yell at residents just peeking out from behind the curtains of their homes.
Hello there. This is Jim Nance, retired police officer, asking you to lend support to my colleague, Cliff Miner.
I don't know. They don't look too impressed.
You can't judge them by looking at them. Some people are and some people aren't.
But no one complains about the noise. Olivia Doherty even comes out of her beauty shop, Boswell's House of Coiffures. She says it would be like complaining about fireworks on the 4th of July.
And believe it or not, we look forward to this day.
Why do you look forward to this day?
To liven up the neighborhood.
It would be a very quiet election day if people just handed out literature.
Yes, and we would stay right in the house.
And that's just not going to happen if James Nance can help it. Not that he doesn't have a sensitive side. When he sees a woman pushing a sleeping baby, he backs off the mic. Just a tad.
You make sure that baby votes for Cliff Miner, okay, honey?
Robert Smith, NPR News.
This is NPR.